Oh, I'm in charge of squeaky gentleman collar.
Oh.
I don't know if I want to touch that.
I don't know.
You know what?
I can do that.
I will get gloves.
Boo on me.
No, I will get gloves. I can do this. I can do this. Okay. I am up to the task. I am
dedicated.
I can do this. I'm assuming my duties will be issued to me by the number one fan. I have to call into the Big Fatty Show though and say thank you. I was not expecting to hear my name.
That's so cute.
I listened to it today. I was like, my name. I was in my office too, which is when everyone was like, what? And I was like, oh, nothing. Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing.
No.
And I did a little happy dance in my chair.
You are so anyways. Cute.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I don't know if I want to touch that.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2153. The BFO for Thursday, the 28th of April, 2016. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I've got a couple of voice letters, and can you hear that? Can you hear it? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. Hello, Alona's Big Fatty, do you want to be left alone? No, yes and no, no, hi everyone, I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're Alona's, excuse me, you're Alona's today because y'all, my oldest niece and her new boyfriend was supposed to be coming to the villa this coming weekend. They were going to help my youngest niece move into her apartment, but on hump day, Tuesday, my youngest niece and my sister-in-law, they came to Charleston and they got her moved in on Tuesday. And, y'all, that's why I had to pre-record, yesterday's, little show. And, Big Fatty and everybody evidently just loves grits. It's unbelievable how you've touched something in everyone. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. And speaking of grits, I've got a couple of other little things here, about grits that I didn't get a chance, to read, so I'm just going to read them right now. Ways to eat leftover grits. Leftover grits are extremely rare, but you can spread them in the bottom of a casserole dish, cover, and place them in the refrigerator overnight. The grits will congeal into a gelatinous mass. Big Fatty, that was my stripper name in the 80s. Gelatinous mass. Put your hands to Big Fatty. I'm going to be in trouble. It's true. Next morning, slice the grits into squares and fry them in a half inch of cooking oil and butter until they turn a golden brown. Many people are tempted to pour syrup onto grits served this way. However, this is, of course, unacceptable. And y'all, the last thing on here is a blessing before eating grits. And so, y'all, I'm going to ask right now if you'll just, bow your heads and let's hold hands. Big Fatty, I've never understood why we hold hands for a blessing. Well, that goes way back. When we were growing up, we always held hands for the blessing. That's mainly but so nobody else could start eating before anyone else. Big Fatty is silly. Okay, we're ready. We're ready for the blessing, Big Fatty.
May the Lord bless these grits. May no Yankee ever get the recipe. May I eat grits every day while living, and may I die while eating grits.
Amen, Big Fatty. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. We hear it, y'all. As I do on hump day, y'all, I went to the Von's East during my lunch hour, and y'all, I needed to I needed to pick up a can, a couple of birthday cards. By the way, y'all, I don't know if you know this or not, but coming up in just a few days, a week from Saturday, y'all. It's a monumental celebration of exiting the birth canal, and so get your cards ready. I'll give you the address at the end of the show. But y'all, I picked up a couple of birthday cards. Y'all, they had the good coffee on sale, buy one get one free. They had the bird's eye frozen vegetables. I got some broccoli and some coon on the cob. They were buy one get one free. Y'all, they had the Von's East garlic and herb scrimps on sale. So I thought I'd give those a try. They had the Garden Solids and the Pear Gorgonzola Solids on sale. So I picked up a couple of those. Y'all, I picked up some ground chuck. I thought I might make me some hamburgers or some spaghetti, Italian Mussolini spaghetti. Y'all, they had that, you know, that good southern Cobb salad with the chicken fingers and the gorgonzola cheese and the candied pecans and apples and all on it. They had it on sale, so I got that. I'm gonna have that for my supper tonight. Y'all, they had the in-store bakery pound cakes on sale. And y'all, I don't need it, but I there was buy one, get one free. So y'all, I got one, and y'all, I got the sour cream pound cake. So I'm going to have that at Brufka's and slice it up and put a little butter on it. Oh, it'll be delicious. And y'all, they had my good rainbow sherbet on sale. And Big Fatty, you don't pass up rainbow sherbet. No, I don't. And y'all, evidently, I look ancient today because I spent $41.99, but I saved $28.73. Yes, Big Fatty!
Big Fatty, about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes in a form of an e-letter. Y'all, it's from that guy's Chad. And y'all, he says, I've got a stupid question and you don't have to play it on the show. Big Fatty, you never pass up content. It's true. Gus Chad, we're going to play it on the show. Big Fatty, how do you play an e-letter on the show? We're doing it right now. Oh, okay. It says, is Canoodle McNoodle Poodle's... is Canoodle McNoodle female, male, or Poodle... Is Canoodle McNoodle Poodle's... is Poodle's cousin Canoodle McNoodle female, male, or transgender? Big Fatty, you said that with clarity. The voice sounds male, but he's she. Hints at being female. Like I said, it's a stupid question, Gus Chad. Well, Gus Chad, first of all, thank you so much for the question. Always lovely to hear from you, and it's an excellent question. Big Fatty, I would like to answer this. All right, well, go ahead. Canoodle is my identical cousin, and she's one week older, no, younger than me, and she's straight also. So the answer is Canoodle and I are almost twins. In fact, you probably got our voices mixed up.
Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh,
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Jim, the number one funky homo. I just wanted to call you and let you know that I'm back from my big vacation to Florida and the Horror Hotel. And I have a question for you. So please, cue the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all are Ask Big Question. Our Ask Big Question. Big Fatty, you fucked it up. I did. Our Ask Big Fatty question, our second one today, comes to us from the number one funky homo, Jim. What you got?
Big Fatty, I've been home from the Horror Hotel for about 4 or 5 days now, and I don't know what it is, but I have this funny feeling that I'm sitting on a sticky bun, you know, kind of like somebody poured pancake syrup in my underpants. Is this a question you could help me with, or should I call the panty boys up in Canada? Let me know. I really appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, I see y'all. That, of course, is the number one funky homo. And first of all, Jim, thank you so much. For the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. Although it was a difficult hearing your voice on the Stick It With a Poke on Saturday night. Gavin, speaking of fucking it up. Oh, big honey. Jim, this is an excellent question. Now, there could be several symptoms of this. Of course, you know, you went to the puppet show weekend, so this could be a residual effect of the puppet show weekend. And I'm sure you went to the Sunrise Cafe, and perhaps you sat in some pancake syrup there. Other than that, I would suggest either not wearing underpants or give the turnip head and Urban Guy T.O. a call. Or I tell you what, just send them your underpants. Be very vulgar. Now, y'all, I do have the Google Translate of this, of Jim's call, and it says, Crazy Fatty, this is Jim, the number one pound key. No, I just wanted to call and let you know that I'm back from my big vacation to Florida and don't want a hotel. And I have a question for you, so please excuse the music. Big Fatty, I sent home from the Harbor Hotel for about 45 days now, and I don't know what it is, but I have this funny feeling I'm sitting on a sticky buns. You know, the kind like somebody poured pancakes here, but my understanding is it's a question you could help me with, or should I call the Penny Boys up in Canada? Let me know. I really appreciate it.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Moose. Got a question for you. Cue that beautiful music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, and y'all are Ask Big Fatty. The third one of the day comes to us from that Moose P up there in the North Kakalaki. Moose, what you got for Big Fatty today?
I was at Red Hot and Blue the other day, and they had a sign up saying, special on the new pig wings. Now, pig wings are an appetizer that I think is basically a couple of ribs. But anyway, I wanted to ask you, they've had these things for 6 months. How long is something brand new? Bye, Big Fatty.
Yeah, that's it. Y'all, that, of course, is Moose P, a former number one fan of the BFO. I think back in 2009. Is that about right? Big Fatty, we don't remember. It's all new to us. Anyway, Moose, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice. And this is an excellent question. But now, before I answer your specific question, I must admit I had to go see what the hell pig wings were. And y'all, evidently it's kind of like boneless barbecue ribs. And your question is if they've been new on the menu for 6 months. And Big Fatty, the older you get, the more you forget. So they could be new for the rest of your life. For you, Moose, they're probably old, but you don't want to say old pig wings. Big Fatty Vulgar. Y'all, a couple of things. Tuesday, went out to supper with my sister-in-law and my niece, and y'all had me a hamburger. Y'all, the place we went, it's called Sesame, as in open sesame.
Yes, Big Betty, I think Jim was saying that at the Horror Hotel. Open sesame!
But y'all, it was a $3 burger night. And so my sister-in-law had said, "Oh, I'm taking everybody to dinner." Y'all, my meal, because I got the patty melt and water, y'all, with the tax and everything, $3.85. So she went all out. Y'all, then we all came back here to the Fat Villa. And I think they were both dead tired. My niece ended up leaving not so soon thereafter. And then my sister-in-law and I had a couple of Tanqueray and tonics and sat on the front porch of the villa and just caught up. And it was just lovely. Now, y'all, my yard man, he came on Monday. I had called him and asked him to trim the bushes back that they were getting so high. And y'all, he did that. But y'all, he left the trimmings and all just laying in the yard and all. And y'all, I thought, well, maybe he'll pick them up. Tuesday while I was at work. Well, y'all, when I got home on Tuesday, they were still there. So I called him again and I said, "You know, I'm not sure how, you know, are you coming back?" "Oh, yes, I'm coming back. I'll be there within the hour. I just got ran out of daylight." I said, "Okay, it's not a problem." Y'all, he came back. He filled up three of those brown bags that you get at the Lowell's with yard leaves and clippings and all. And y'all, I got to say, the villa yard looks just lovely. Oh dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. I was going to remind you, it's time to be getting your cads in the mail to P.O. Box 561, Walnut Hills, California, 91365. You know, the old gal. The old gal's turning 60 on the 7th of May. And yes, Big Betty, and May, wouldn't it be lovely if she got 60 cads? It'd take her forever to open them. Yes, Big Betty, and think of all the paper cuts. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Big Fatty, you heard Christina. She's the number three fan. And Christina, what did you think of my name as a stripper?
I don't know if I want to touch that.
Oh, gelatinous mass. Why wouldn't you want to touch that, huh?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.